So I think to some extent we're already beginning to see that. So we're beginning to see doctors, you know, in the sort of 25 to 40-year-old bracket who are not only health experts, but have much greater degrees of expertise in informatics than I do. And so those individuals can begin to work with vendors and software manufacturers and startups and so on to make products together that are rapidly changing the scene. And you know, you'll spend more time on the web than I do, but there is a startling amount of new stuff coming on. And I think that the other magic bit is obviously the patient base is changing. So I've got a 94-year-old dad who actually does spend a bit of time on the web looking himself up in the sense of, you know, my foot hurts, I wonder whether I should go to the general practitioner or not. And so some of that's being driven by older folk, but the younger people, and in this, and in England, I think, I imagine it'd be the same in the States. But one of the big drivers of change around the use of health IT is women of childbearing age. So they look up stuff about their own reproductive health, and then they look up stuff about the health of their children. And I think that sort of that bit which connects what the new generation of health practitioners are doing with what mothers and their children and then their dads and so on want to do is producing change that where, you know, we're what, 20, 30 years into a revolution that's probably as profound as some of the industrial revolutions of 100 years ago. This is changing how people think about themselves in ways that we haven't quite understood yet.